just hope they have their plan correct. I don't really, know or care what they're going to do.
George Pickens, when asked about going up against Patrick Surtain this weekend, is it Surtain or Surtain? I've heard it both ways. He's a junior, right? I've heard his dad both ways. Surtain, Surtain, doesn't matter, real good, and got paid a lot of money. A matchup to watch this weekend when the Steelers head to Denver to take on the Broncos. Bo Nix and company, Sean Payton and company, but not a revenge game because Russell Wilson's not going to play. Will he be the emergency quarterback? I think that is something to pay attention to. You would think because he was last week, he would be this week. We'll get into some of the nitty-gritty, nuts and bolts as we move forward in this final hour. It's also Backyard Brawl week, so we got to get to that. And right now, we're going to hit both with our guy from Paramount Sports, one of our favorite people, one of our most popular segments, Lee Sterling. Good morning, Lee. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
You're probably not doing great because of the Tua thing, huh?
Horrible. I woke up like every probably 10 minutes and cried like a baby all night long.
Did you actually?
No, but I did wake up in a cold sweat. I almost never do that.
It's just such a awful thing to see for him,
yep,
in particular. And then when you consider that, he puts his helmet into the chest of DeMar Hamlin. I mean, it's just,
right,
it's an image that you can't get out of your mind, Lee.
It didn't look like that hard of a hit. I mean, he was the one who initiated,
right,
it. I mean, I guess what my dad had my brother and I doing after practice. So my brother was a year younger, and he was a running back, and we used to sit in a 10x10 grass square and go one-on-one for like 20 or 30 minutes, like twice a week in pads. Not something you want to do anymore. I mean, it was, I probably faced 200 harder hits than that in a game, but there's a real problem there. And I would say at the very best, the hope is that he comes back in 4 or 5 weeks. Very worst, I think there's a good chance that this might be it to his career. I mean, he just seems much more likely than the average person to being susceptible to severe concussions.
No doubt about it. Lee Sterling,
Miami might be, there's a very good chance they might have to go through a total rebuild because of this.
I know.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody would blame Tua for walking away either, if that is what he would decide
to do. I want the kid to be taken care of. But Miami, what's going on with these contracts, these players sitting out or sitting in, whatever they want to call it, Miami probably, and I said they should have done this, wait another year. Let's see how he does this year. What's the difference between 50 or 52 and 55 million? Not a whole lot. Now, I mean, financially, if he walks away, they've got to start selling assets. I mean, Hill and Waddle and the safety Holland and maybe even Phillips, their best pass rusher, will have to be sold off.
So we're catching Lee in a good mood. He's joining us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service.
Any better than you a couple weeks ago, Adam, after Penn State?
No, and that is carried over to this week's Pit game. And why don't we start there? We usually go in the order that you provide, but while we're on the subject, that line, man, it started 3 weeks ago, West Virginia favored by 5.5.
Right.
You got it on your sheet at 2. I've seen this morning it's at 1. You nailed the Cincinnati game last week, so what are you thinking this week?
I think this is a much better matchup here for them. I think that they do have balance and experience does West Virginia on offense. I think Garrett Green is going to play much better. Remember last year, 16 touchdowns, just 4 interceptions. There are certain teams that just can't play up against high-level competition or certain teams and schemes, and I just think West Virginia is one of them. Getting C.J. Donaldson back and healthy to the backfield will be very important. He averaged 6.4 yards per carry, also a very good receiver out of the backfield. Saw him in high school. He's actually a tight end. So expect him may possibly have a big game here. Jaheim White churned out 7.5 yards per carry. This is going to be a tight game for a while here, but I think turnovers and I think that just the maybe better quarterback play by West Virginia is the difference here. We're going to go with the Mountaineers 31-23.
All right, Lee, I am starting to feel a little bit better here. I needed to hear it from you, and I'm very happy that I did. We'll get to the Steelers against Denver coming up in a few minutes. A couple of other games to watch. Mizzou, a 17-point favorite, taking on Dino Tomlin and the Boston College Eagles. Who you like?
I love the nickname of Missouri's defense, the Death Row defense. I mean, that is cool. They're going for their third straight shutout. Here's the only problem. They're going to face a mastermind and BC head coach and play caller Bill O'Brien. I think he realizes we can't just throw the ball all around the yard. If we do, they probably want to limit this game to 9 possessions a team. So do you really want to lay 17 points? Or you're going to have to outscore a team really by 3 touchdowns in those 9 possessions. That makes it pretty tough. And Boston College has a dual-threat quarterback. If you watch Florida State, Thomas Castellanos has come a long way. He can really put stress on a defense, and I think they're going to run the ball. Like I said, to shorten the game here, he realizes, Bill O'Brien, that you play wide open, more possessions leads to turnovers, and I think their defense has come a long way, too. I mean, they were small last year, couldn't make tackles in space. Looks like a year in working out in the gym and their program there has really helped this team. I think BC is no pushover. I think Missouri wins 34-24. I just think 17 is too much. I think the value here is with the Eagles.
Ironically, Lee, I don't know that you know this. You probably do. You're a very smart man. The Boston College strength staff now over here in Pittsburgh with the Steelers. Yep. And Russell Wilson hurts his calf pushing a blocking sled. So, that's great. They were small last year. New guy comes in, they're stronger, and then they're crushing Russell Wilson. All right, here's a game that matters an awful lot to Steelers fans. Cincinnati could go 0-2 to start the year.
Yep.
Looks like Joe Burrow's hand's a little nicked up. Kansas City, 6-point favorite. Who do you like?
Well, if it's anything like Mr. Allen's hand last night for Buffalo, probably not going to be too much of a problem. Here's what's crazy. Last year, Cincinnati lost by 8 points with Jake Browning starting a quarterback when Joe Burrow was out. Before that, the last 4 games, and this was just played in a 3-year period, every game was a 3-point game. I just think that these two teams play up or down to the level that the other team plays, and both teams have strength, both teams have playmakers, but they know each other inside and out. So I don't think it's going to be a real high-scoring game here. Just think that Cincinnati needs to start their starters in a preseason game. They're 1-5 straight up and against the spread in week one. Week two is going a little bit better here. I think Kansas City wins 24-21, but Cincinnati plus 6, probably a little bit too heavy.
Baltimore, a 9-point favorite against the Raiders.
So the last 4 times Baltimore lost, they came back and won by an average of 17.5 points. They have an extra couple days to prepare for this game. They have weapons on offense. If you watch that game, I mean, they're literally a toenail away from taking that game into overtime or winning it on a 2-point conversion. Isaiah Likely now is a big-time weapon. Their receivers are better. Their defense is always good. Only giving up 16 points per game last year. They hit 60 sacks and 31 takeaways. So here's what you need to know about Vegas. Antonio Pierce got the job, head coaching job, when he took it over midseason, and they played hard for him. But look at his decision. They're down by a point in the fourth quarter in the Chargers' territory, 4th-and-1, and what does he do? Punts. They end up losing 22-10. Their offensive line is offensive. It is that bad. I like the Ravens here, 35-14, big.
Justin Fields leading the gentleman from the Steel City into Denver, Lee. Does he pull it off for the second consecutive week?
Few starting quarterbacks that I think Wilson and Fields can beat right now, but Bo Nix is one of them. The rookie averages 3.3 yards per completion, was not reading defense as well. And the 26-20 road loss, and one of those touchdowns was in the last second in garbage time. Not good for the Broncos also that Nix was their leading rusher with 35 yards. So Seattle's defense showing promise. Pittsburgh's defense is much better. T.J. Watts is going to be all over him. This Denver offensive line unless they double-team him every single play, it's going to spell trouble here. So I think Fields right now is the better choice because of the injury to Wilson here and his mobility. I think he's going to be able to run for at least 40 or 50 yards here. I like Pittsburgh here, 20 to 14.
All right, so Lee likes the Steelers. Lee likes the Mountaineers and the free play at ParamountSports.com. Jacksonville, a three-point favorite against Cleveland, Lee.
Yeah, big game here for both teams.
Yes, it is.
They both need wins desperately. You want to get the game for free? Be one of the first five callers. Call 800-400-9741. Give you a Jacksonville and Cleveland on me. Interesting weekend this weekend. Looks like we're going to be playing a bunch of underdogs, especially in the NFL. So you want to hop on board. We have our underdog shocker in the NFL. Another game we're looking at, teams an underdog by close to a touchdown. We think they win the game outright. 3 weeks, $397 there. And also a UFC card, pay-per-view from the Sphere. How cool is that? So Sugar Sean O'Malley's going to be fighting, heading off that card. So you want to get five selections there. $57, just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, you're the man. Keep your head up, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, I'll try. Take care, guys.
Take care. Lee Sterling. Oh, man, is he down on those Dolphins. And I hadn't thought about the cascading domino effect that could happen there with the Tua Tagovailoa injury, but I think he laid it out in a way that you could see happening. If Tua says, I'm done, they're done.